Now, we've just been joined by, I'm not sure whether it's Frederick or March, Mark, because Frederick. It's Frederick, right, because I've got two names here on the in the diary. Now, you're coming in, and we're intrigued to find out what Dash and Splash is.
Dash and Splash? Well, Dash and Splash is a fun run, and we're going to be starting at Shanklin, the old pier apron at Shanklin. And dashing along the hard sand at the low tide all the way up the 5 kilometres of Sandown Bay and finish up at Yavaland Yacht Club. And that's going to be happening on 11th of July this year. The event's been put on by the Shanklin and Sandown Rotary Clubs in aid of the Sandown and Shanklin Independent Lifeboat for this year. It's going to be a massive event.
I'll bet.
We've got posters up along the all the cafes along the front of the revetment. We are being supported by the Island Zoo. They're going to be giving half price entrance to all people who register for Dash and Splash on our website.
Are they going to be letting the tigers out at the beginning to make you go faster?
the tide might be out, but not the tigers.
Thank the Lord for that. Yeah.
It's going to be quite a unusual and unique event, because along that whole stretch of Sandown Bay, there are 43 groins. Now, groins, as some people may not know, but they're wooden structures which jut out into the ocean to stop the sand from eroding away or washing away. Now, most of these groins you can actually run through because some of the boards are missing. But there's about 13 or 15 groins where you're going to have to go round into the water. So 80% of the run is going to be on hard, dry sand.
Right.
And the other 20%, you're going to be splashing round in about ankle-deep of water.
You can't climb it, then. You can't climb it, no. No, you've got to go round.
Yeah, you've got to go
round.
That's
the rules, isn't it?
There's going to be marshals. We're having first aid. We're going to have boats. Lifeboat is obviously going to be there to look after people. But the other amazing thing is that we're hoping that we're going to be organising a regatta to race the contestants from one end of the bay to the other.
Wow.
So we're hoping to have Shanklin and Yavaland sailing clubs on the water, and also a fleet of kayaks, and they're going to be running against the contestants. So
this sounds really, really cool.
It's going to be a major event. This year is the first year we've put it on, and we're hoping it to evolve it into a bigger and better event each year, not only to raise money for charity, local charity on the island, but also to promote the bay area.
It's just what Sandown and Shanklin need, something like this, a big event.
It's
really
going to be massive.
Really simple.
Yeah. Also, Ian, we've got 5 bands playing along the whole length of the bay on the day as well. So there's going to be music. There's going to be lots of stuff happening on the water. We're going to have people running along the whole length of the bay. It's going to be great.
It sounds superb. What bands have you got booked so far?
Right. To start off, we've got the Shanklin Town Brass Band.
Yeah.
We've got Raw Samba. We've got the Border Morris Dancers.
Right.
We've got the Diamond White Marching Band.
Yeah.
And also we've got Brassic Jazz.
Excellent.
And they are amazing, Brassic Jazz.
all the sort of bands and stuff that you want. It's all like noisy and toe-tapping.
Yep,
and just
it'll
sort
be
of
great.
Keep the incentive going.
So they'll be starting. We're going to having one band at the beginning at Shanklin Pier, and another one, the last one, will be right on the beach at Yavaland.
Excellent. And then I see this event growing and growing and growing, first of its kind, but you can see all the Sandown. It'll almost become like a friendly rivalry, won't there, Sandown Shanklin?
Well, yeah, hopefully they're going to be about 300-400 metres apart. We've got a website, which if you Google Dash and Splash White, you'll find the website, and there's social media links to Facebook and to Twitter on there as well. So if you go on there, you'll see how to register, sign up. We're promoting sponsorship and gift aid. Whatever anybody wants to do, just, we'll be grateful for.
Okay. And what was the date again? July?
July 11.
July 11. What day
is... Which is a Saturday.
Saturday, perfect.
Start time, 1300.
Excellent. Yeah. How long do you reckon it'll take to
go? Well, I've been told that the first person should come through in about 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah, they'll be the professionals. They'll be the big boys, big girls.
Crikey, that's quite a long time.
I don't believe it. I think that's just incredible. 5 kilometres, which is, what, 3.2 miles or something?
Sounds about right.
20 minutes?
In 20 minutes.
Oh, well, I think I might get down there. Is there a prize for the winner?
Yeah, good point. We've got some flashy tech T-shirts for the winners for each age category. All the runners are going to be receiving a medal, and there'll be special winners' medals as well. So,
is there an age limit on this?
I think the bottom limit is 11.
Okay.
And the upper limit is, I think, 103.
Right, 103. So that's John. Unfortunately, John is 105.
Oh, God.
You couldn't stretch it to 105 so John could actually take part, could you?
Well, we'll see.
How great is that? I mean, how many can you have? Can you have as many as, you know, is there a limit to how many you can do?
No, not really.
Should get the whole town involved.
We were hoping. And what's the population of the Isle of Wight?
142,000 people, apparently.
Right, we'll aim for that.
Yeah, let's go for that. How wonderful is that?
And we're also promoting it on the mainland as well. All the running clubs in Hampshire. We've already got some registrations from Hampshire and a couple from London as well.
I would imagine they would be coming down. And I can honestly see this thing growing and being like a yearly event and things that, you know, it'd be on the calendar and people would think, right, okay, because there's a bit of a challenge, a bit of friendly rivalry, if you like, and it's pulling people together. And it's just what Sandown and Shankly needs. So that's a great idea. Whose idea was it? Was it yours or?
It was actually about 18 months ago.
Are you saying that because Mark's not here?
No, I was just wandering down the beach. I think it was in the winter of 2013, and when we had that big storm, and the tide was out, and I just thought, wouldn't that be great?
On a cold day, you had that looked, great idea.
It just looked like a running track. With all, yeah. You know, where you get these hurdles, running tracks with hurdles.
Sure.
It just looked like that, and I thought, well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We should pursue that.
And you have, and yeah, good luck with that. I would imagine you've got to have security involved.
If you go on the website, there is a health and safety page, so we're suggesting people do wear trainers or footwear on it. But, you know, we've walked it quite a few times already, and there are a couple of small hazards there, but they will be well marshalled.
Has anybody tested it yet, though? To what you're going to be doing. You're going to be running at that time, tide guessing in, out, halfway?
It'll be right out.
Right out.
Yeah, we've tested it. We've actually walked it there and back on the same tide.
Okay. Timings?
So even the slowest person is going to do it, no worries. In fact, you can walk it if you want.
Right, okay. Yeah. So what sort of time if you walk it, do you reckon? Half an hour?
I think from memory I walked there and back in about an hour and 50 minutes.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I'll bet someone runs it in under 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they will. They'll be out training. You see another night time now, between now and July the 1st, you'll see a crowd. What are they up to? They're in training.
Well, I've been down to Park Run on a Saturday morning and seen how quick they get round the 5Ks.
Yeah.
And a couple of guys there are doing it under 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And the sand's going to be quite hard, so it'll be a good running track.
Good.
And there's, I think, 2 groins where they have to go into about 18 inches of water.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. So good luck with that. I hope it goes well. Just give us the website one more time if people want to know more and take part or donate, you know, that this is what they've got to do. Go to the website,
www.dashandsplash.org.uk, or else just Google Dash and Splash White and you'll see it on the top of the list.
Okay, that's fantastic. Thanks very much for coming in. Good luck with that.
Thanks,
July the 11th. Yep. Put it in your diary.